How do you personally feel like we've gotten ourselves in this mess with Tutwiler Prison?
I think it's unfair to categorize it as a mess. If you look back over, really, since 1980, when the criminal code was revised and the advent of the habitual offender law, and every single year the legislature comes to town, they generate more crimes that are felonies. So over a number of years, the entire criminal justice system has been somewhat strained and stressed because of the high volume of convictions that you have in Alabama. You realize that Alabama incarcerates the third largest state as far as incarceration rates in the country. So we're in a state that is very pro-law enforcement, very much had a lock-em-up, throw-away-the-key mentality for a number of years, and not much foresight into what that creates.
There's a philosophy that if you have a daunting objective, you look at it like an elephant on a plate. Instead of thinking you have to eat it all at once, you take one bite at a time. What bites do you want to take first in making progress?
You know, you look back over the last 10 or 15 years, I mean, people in corrections have been trying to get people's attention and support for decades. And it's satisfying, finally, to get to see that people are discussing these problems and the public is concerned about them. Because there, if you want to incarcerate people, there is a cost associated with it. And so, yes, I think you do. It takes a while to start turning the Titanic. But I think we've made progress in identifying changes that will help us turn that Titanic and make improvements.
What do you see as solutions?
This is not a Kim Thomas problem. It's not for just the Commissioner of Corrections to solve. It takes all branches of government, both political parties, working together. And it involves the locals, too. The district attorneys need to be involved in helping solve the problem. The locals, with respect to starting a community corrections program and having an efficient and effective community corrections program, needs to be involved. So everybody needs to get to the table and help solve these issues.
And how about the correction officers' inmate culture inside of the prisons?
Our inmate-to-officer ratio is higher than the national average, obviously. I think nationally it's 5-1. We're somewhere around 10-1. But that does have an impact. It is a stressful place. A prison is not a happy place. And when you have staff that are outnumbered, it's a very stressful work environment. It's a very depressing work environment. And if you don't focus on proper training, and not just providing training in a classroom setting, but really following through and making sure that training is transferred onto the job on an incident-by-incident basis or in real time, then, you know, you're kind of throwing your training away. So that's what we're trying to do these days.
What keeps you up at night when you think about the challenges that are ahead of you in this area?
The desire to reform and change things and it taking so slow of a process. But I'm also concerned about our staff. I'm concerned about the environment that they have to work in. You know, I'm concerned for the offender who really does want to change their life and making sure that our staff are creating environments where there's hope. Because when people lose hope, then it's very difficult to manage them. So those are the things that keep me up at night.